Unfortunately, it is now official that my longtime collaborator, Ed Blakely, passed away after a short battle with pancreatic cancer on Sunday, September 7th, at the age of 87 years old. Ed had lived a very long and consequential life. I could give you the biographical details, but look, they're freely available to find online if you're interested, including his actual biography. Suffice to say, he had an immensely accomplished career and raised a wonderful family, both things he was extremely proud of. I'd known Ed for the very last portion of his life, and that was really a privilege for me. We would have met early on in Barack Obama's second term and started speaking on a weekly basis. Firstly, as a radio segment, which Ed had been doing for a program on 2SER before I took it over, and then as both a segment and a podcast shortly after Donald Trump's first ascension to the White House. And we've been doing that week in and week out, with very little interruption, for the better part of 15 years. Ed had been officially retired for that time, but you would hardly know it given the way he kept moving. He was constantly serving as an advisor in some capacity. I recall a couple of trips he took to the city of Venice to talk to them about their preservation efforts, where he told me about the challenge of trying to hold conversations in three languages at once when explaining, you know, some of the processes they were involved in. He had a passion for urban development and for education, and he kept striving towards sharing them right up until the final days of his life. And he never stopped learning either, still studying, earning new qualifications in the time I knew him. Ed was one of the smartest people I've ever met, if not the smartest. And what I really appreciated about him when we were speaking every week was his optimism. We used to say with the segment and the podcast, we weren't anything special, we were just two reasonably intelligent people trying to get a handle on the events of the week, you know, trying to explain the events of the week. If you've been listening at all, you can probably guess we had very similar political leanings. But if there was one divide between us, it's that I would consider myself a much more cynical person than Ed. He had more faith in people and in systems than I would personally profess. We are still at a very uncertain time in American and in world history. Nothing is settled as of yet. We do not know how things are yet going to turn out. But in a lot of uncertain, dark times, I greatly appreciated speaking to somebody who was a good deal more intelligent than myself, who was much, much more experienced in these matters than myself, and who still maintained that sense of optimism about the world and about the future. Last week, after the recording of last week's podcast, was the last time the two of us spoke. I'm going to mourn Ed Blakely, and I'm going to mourn the person I was for having known him and having the good fortune to speak to him each and every week. As I think I said in last week's podcast, I'd known about his cancer diagnosis and his decision not to seek treatment for some months now. We thought we would have more time together. I have my first child due in early November, and based on what I knew, I thought Ed would still be with us at that time. I would have liked to plan for more, but his final turn was abrupt. And I guess that's true for all of us. You know, we always think that we have more time, but our plans don't amount to very much when it finally happens. What I will say, though, is that Ed was very much at peace. From the time of his diagnosis to now, he was very much at peace. He'd been seeing family, he'd been getting his affairs in order over that time, and his sense of being at peace with it and the conversations we'd had offline have made me feel very much at peace with it as well. As sad as I am, there's also a sense of relief that Ed went on his own terms, in so much as any of us ever do. So, for the final time, I'd just like to say thank you for listening to the two of us, for however long that might have been. I'd like to say thank you to Ed, wherever he is now. He did say to me in that final chat, maybe we will collaborate again someday. And as Ed said, he did love his home country. So I will say, wherever you're listening from, good luck to you. Good luck, America. I will be thinking of you as well.